It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Life can be awful frustrating at times. There are frustrations at home, such as never enough time. Hard to fix a meal, which each member of the family likes. Any of you housewives ever do that? You know, you fix a meal and three out of four like it, but that fourth one doesn't. Another frustrating thing is that parents don't understand teenagers, and teenagers are inconsiderate to parents. Two, there are financial frustrations. Too often, it seems like there's too much month left at the end of the money. And job frustrations. The employees are lazy, the boss is too demanding, or the job is too confining. Life is full of frustrations. It doesn't take much to get you to agree to that. But if we are to remain sane in this world, we must learn how to handle frustrations. We must be able to face frustrations without becoming frustrated. Let us say that we cannot handle frustrations by becoming like those people in situations which cause frustrations. If we do, we will add to the problem rather than help in the solution. It helps tremendously if we can learn to accept frustration as a normal part of living. Once we do this, then we are in a position to learn from our frustrations, get something from them, and make them pay us their dividends. Sometimes there are simple solutions to our frustrations. If we're short on time, perhaps we're trying to do too much. If there isn't enough money for all our wants, perhaps we need to trim our wants a little and get them in line with our money. If we are habitually late, maybe we need to begin a little earlier. God has some simple answers for us if we will but pay attention to them. When frustrations come, cool down and think things over. A period where you can just be alone for a few moments and talk it over with God helps. Remember also that not everything is wrong. Most things are still right. Think on the things which are still right. Remember that God is still the same God, still present, willing, and wanting to help. We should not merely accept frustrations. No, we should attack them and put them on the defensive. We must not let them control us. We must always be in control of them. By doing this, we keep from letting our frustrations frustrate us. Frustrations can be frustrated. We're told that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Take Him up on that, and He'll help you frustrate even the most frustrating frustrations. In the Old Testament book Hosea, we read, "I will make the dale of trouble the door of hope." Can you imagine that? Turning trouble into hope. God is saying that He can actually frustrate frustrations. Let us not give up when faced with frustrations. Let us do with them what it was intended that we do with them. Make them constructive, useful situations. Keep in mind that we can, with the help of God, turn trouble into hope and frustrations into fruit.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.